hours and hours getting knocked off those surfboards, being dragged by the undertow, being sunburned and brutalized, risking shark attack and calamitous injury, all the while I'd be on shore eating the bearded clam. I remember one time when the Calypso was in town. Do you remember? And I had a press pass, so I went to see old Jacques Cousteau, the man who travels the world in search of underwater life. He was leaning with his elbows on the rail, looking out at the D.C. harbor. I walked up, leaned there next to him, took a drag off my camel. I said, "How you doing, Mr. Cousteau?" He said, "I don't believe I got your name." I said, "Greece Minnelli, Nino." "So you've seen everything in the way of aquatic life, have you?" He said, "Oui, monsieur. I can die a happy man, for I have seen it all." I said, "That's great. Well, then I guess I don't have to tell you about the bearded clam." I took a final drag on my camel and shot it into the water. He said, wait a minute, monsieur. "The bearded clam?" I said, "Yeah, Jacques, I'm surprised you ain't heard of it, a man in your years. I've seen a bunch of it. You got any pictures of them down below?" He said, "No, I have never heard of the bearded clam. I know of every crustacean this sea." I said, "Well, you don't know everyone. The bearded clam. As a matter of fact, I got a picture I carry around in my wallet. Somebody I used to know gave it to me so I wouldn't be lonely on a long trip. Here, take a look at this. It was taken with an ultra-close micro lens." He said, "Sacre bleu! I have never seen it!" I said, "Take a good look at it, huh? Take a good look at it. That's a delicacy. Your old geezer lips have never tasted, I'll bet." He said, "No, you eat some. It looks so round." I said, "No, believe me. Believe me, they ain't rare. Believe me. You can find them if you look and if you know where to look. You see, Mr. Cousteau, you think you're so hot. You ain't discovered everything. Look at this. Take a good look." He said, "Look at it. It appears to be formed in some sort of secretia." I said, No. He said, "What's this over here?" I said, "Oh, that. Don't worry, it goes away in about 10 days. I'm sure this was healed by now." He said, "How can I live my life? How can I have sailed the seas? How can I have roamed the world? I never encountered Zippy. My life is a failure." And he wept on my shoulder. I felt that frail old man. He said, "You must give me a clue to its location." I said, "Mr. Cousteau, I'm sure with all the barnacles and mold and stuff, if you give me a second, I bet you can find one on board this ship." "You know, geezer, why don't you go lie down in your cabin?" So sure enough, I prowled around. I went into the galley. There's this big old beefy woman cooking up some slop. I said, "Ma'am, could you come here? I need you to do a favor for Mr. Cousteau." She said, "Oh, I've worked on the boat all the time. I have never even..." I said, "I know, it's a big boat. Come here. Here's what I need you to do. He's sleeping in the galley. I want you to go inside here." So sure enough, I walked into his cabin. I said, "Mr. Cousteau." He said, "Oui." I said, "I'm going to turn out the lights because the vision might be too much." And I said to that beefy woman, "I'll hold your apron for you." So, with the lights dim, she went in there, and before you know it, he was face to face, eyeball to eyeball. I slammed the door, leaned against it, lit a camel. And in a couple of minutes' time, I heard... I said, "Mr. Cousteau, it's an acquired taste!"
There's more of the Best of Greece coming up on DC 101.